happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Eep, eep.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And sorry, starting off a bit late this evening, but I'm going to open the program with the latest from Lossell, along with Lawrence English, a new collaboration album called Colors of Air. It's out on Cranky Records, and you can check this out at lossell.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Black. All these tracks are named after colors. And once again, that's the work of Lawrence English and Lossell, also known as Scott Morgan, who's a local ambient artist. But we'll hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Black.
students of UBC. Join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. Starting off the program tonight, we heard new stuff from Cranky Records, new collaboration between Lossal and Lawrence English. The album is called Colors of Air, and you heard the track called Black. Beautiful ambient music, and Lossal, also known as Scott Morgan, is a local musician who's been around for quite some time and putting out almost all of his releases on Cranky Records. And like I said, I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And now that classes are over, if you're a UBC student and you're looking for something to do this summer, look to getting involved with CITR. Check out the website, citr.ca, or drop by the station and sometime and get a tour. Anyways, up next, we're going to hear a couple Canadian artists that are doing pretty well on the national campus radio charts, and we're going to hear something from a acoustic project called Bassett, which is a duo out of Toronto, and a release called In the Clay, and this one's at the number 46 right now on the Earshot charts, and you can check these out at earshot-online.com. We'll hear a track called Ships at Sea from the In the Clay album, and once again, that's a duo called Bassett, and I do believe it's a duo, but they do list multiple players, so maybe they're just session players, but bassettheband.com is where you can, bassettheband.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. After that, a trio out of Toronto called Ace of Wands, a release out called Desiring. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Flight Submit Collapse Cry. And they're a kind of dreamy rock group out of Toronto. And Desiring is doing pretty good on the charts. Right now it is, let me see what it's at. Ace of Wands is at number 48. The album is called Desiring. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Bassett. The track is called Ships at Sea.
Are you heavy in your armor? Are you leaning on your sword? Is it time to let your body down? Checked off all your boxes? Have your orders all been filled? Or do you still have monsters that you have yet to kill? That you have yet to kill? To the urchins. Sun's on the sidewalk. There are logs across your door, pushing them around all day to make you cold and sore. Just for tonight, there's no shame in giving up. Sure, you can find a little quid even in the best of us, even in the best of us. Good night to all you ships at sea. May the weather treat you better than these troubles treated me.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard, Tommy! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about an hour left on the program, and what you just heard was a couple Canadian artists on the National Campus Radio charts. The most recent was a group called Ace of Wands. And before that was Bassett and a track called The Ships at Sea. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you for another hour, like I said. Playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And we're going to hear a couple more artists on the radio charts right now. And we're going to hear something from Begonia. This one's been doing quite well. It's called Powder Blue. And we'll hear the title track. Or not the title track. I guess it's the single called Heaven, and it's there's a music video for it. They can check it out at the Bandcamp, which is hellobegonia.bandcamp.com. And Begonia is based out of Winnipeg, and not sure if there's any tours coming up sometime soon. I know played a couple of years ago at the Fox a while ago, but anyways, check out hellobegonia.bandcamp.com, and it looks like May 23rd will be another show at the Fox Cabaret. And after Begonia, we're going to hear another artist. We'll hear something from a track from Afternoon Bike Ride, who have played recently, the new album called Gloss Over. And we'll hear the title track, which features Low Swimmer on this track. But anyways, Afternoon Bike Ride are a group out of Montreal. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Heaven.
Me just decided all to stop and keep the sky in shades of violet without the violence. The time allows to cut over, hide me here right in the middle. Still I be between the folded riddles of life. I'll gladly linger for a wild breeze, then head out of water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Afternoon Bike Ride and a track off a release called Gloss Over. You heard the title track, and that's featuring Low Swimmer. And Afternoon Bike Ride are a trio out of Montreal, and you can check it out at afternoonbikeride.bandcamp.com. And this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. I think it's been played quite often. Right now it's at number 17, and that was put out on Friends of Friends Records. Prior to that, you heard something from Begonia out of Winnipeg with a track called Heaven, the single from the Powder Blue album, and a track that also has a music video that you can check out. I haven't checked out the video yet, but I'll possibly get around to it soon. But anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next we're going to hear something from Gareth Littard, one of the members of Tropical Fuckstorm. He's got a interesting project out that came out a few years ago called Springtime. Features Jim White of the Dirty Three, as well as Chris Abrahams of the Necks. And Gareth Littard's doing vocals on this. It's called Springtime. And an EP called Night Raver came out in 2022. We're going to hear a track called Penumbra, and they're an Australian trio, and you can check it out at spring-time.bandcamp.com. And if you listen to the show, I have played numerous albums from The Drones, who Gareth Littard is a member of, as well as his more recent project called Tropical Fuckstorm. who has played in Vancouver a few years ago. But anyways, this is a really interesting project if you're a fan of the Drones or any of Gareth Leonard's music. He makes some really dark, kind of moody, droney art rock that's kind of comparable to the music of Nick Cave. But I think we'll just hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. From Springtime, this track is called Penumbra.
To the void. He's not in training now. And the pilot's standing down, Edward on a surface bleached from what was once a pilot. Flying sorties in a war. But that don't matter anymore. From the floor, as a pilot without warning takes a kiss inside his pen of his precious suit of oil, and then Edward does the same. Both Charles Darwin's little royal. Notice the eagle, two men's greatest feat, miraculously intact. All a command whose knees and elbows squats in golden underpants. We'll be right back.
much later in the day. Everyone walks Chicago Bay. And then he turns to see the Cyclops Neil Armstrong in the hatch. He's moving further out of Wednesday. I can't between the us. And then Edwin does the same. And they're like two orphans in the window of a giant aeroplane. It's 200 below zero. The sun's sinking like hell. The footprints touch the walls of the
was the Australian trio Springtime. That's made up of Gareth Littard of The Drones, as well as Jim White of The Dirty Three and Chris Abrahams of The Necks. You heard a track called Penumbra, and it's off an EP called Night Raver, and it's out on Joyful Noise Recordings. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to keep going with some more experimental stuff in this next set, and we're going to hear something from Finders Keepers Records, a really great kind of reissue label that puts out some really, really cool finds. And the latest is something from an artist named Ellen Pierre, a release out called Des Morts of the Dead. It's an album that came out in 1979. I don't know too much about it, but it's a really interesting, rare release. Kind of a very out there recordings and kind of unsettling music. But anyways, that's Elaine Pierre. We're going to hear a track called Cryogene. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Irwin Scene, a new release out on Pan Records, I do believe, is what we're going to hear. And a release out called Junk, or J-U-N-Q, and we're going to hear something off of that called Strange Fruit. And once again, that's out on Pan Records, and that's Irwin Scene, who is a Parisian producer. And I have played stuff from the Pan record label before, and this one's a really interesting release that features a 78-page book. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. From Finders Keepers Records, this is Elaine Pierre. This track is called Cryogene.
Thank you. lot of ways in which our program could fail. You've hit upon one of them. It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, for us to give what you would call absolute guarantees. It's possible that there could be runaway inflation. It's possible that there could be full-scale nuclear war. There are many ways in which the program could fail. All we can really guarantee is that if you're not frozen, you've got no chance. If you're frozen, you have a chance. But in particular, we do recommend that anybody who can afford to do so, the figures I gave you, such as $50,000, are minimums that we recommend. Many of us are providing considerably more funding than that to cope with some of the uncertainties of the future.
The milk is out. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my
second show added. MRG Live presents Haley Hendricks at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 19th. Haley Hendricks is a rising star in the indie folk scene. Her unique voice and intricate guitar playing will leave you spellbound. Don't miss the chance to see Haley Hendricks perform live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets available at admitone.com.
Please Be Nice is a trans female psychedelic pop artist and producer blending indie pop with hip-hop and rock. Her second album release, titled Doing Just Fine, features 11 tracks that draw inspiration from various sources, including thrifted vinyl records from artists like Dijon, Tame Impala, Phoebe Bridgers, and Jay Dilla. Please Be Nice presents an album release show for Doing Just Fine on April 21st at 648 Kingsway, hosted by Dusk Quayne, with artists like Tough Cell and Bell Tower opening the show. For more information and for tickets, you can go to Instagram at PleaseBeNiceYo and check her Instagram link in bio.
And we're back. That was something from Pan Records. That was Irwin Scene with a track called Strange Fruit. That's taken from a Junk album. Album called Junk, I should say. That's J-U-N-Q. You can check this out at irwanscene.bandcamp.com. And that's E-R-W-A-N. He's based out of France. And it's a really interesting kind of a sinister sounding kind of futuristic electronica. Put out on Pan Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Alan Pierre, or Elaine Pierre, I keep saying Alan, new release out on Finders Keepers Records. And you heard an album called Des Morts of the Dead, and you heard the track called Cryogene. Really interesting album from 1979. It has really kind of a cinematic film score quality to it, and you can check this out at finderskeepersrecords.bandcamp.com. And we're going to keep going with some more experimental music and kind of all over the place. Go from electronic to ambient. But up next, we're going to hear a piano singer named Imahoy Sige Mariam Gebru, an artist out of Jerusalem, and a really interesting album of the same name. But we're going to hear a track off of it called Cond La Mer Furies, and this is being reissued by Mississippi Records, and Imahoy is a Ethiopian pianist who I'm not too familiar with, but it's a very interesting find on Mississippi Records. So we'll hear that track, and like I said, it's a piano artist, or pianist, I should say, and I think this is the only track that I could find that had vocals on it. But after that, we're going to hear another really interesting reissue from Smiling Sea Records, who I played a few months back with that really great Bernhardt's release. The latest is something from Kevin McCormick, and a release that came out in 1984 to 87. It's called Sticklebacks, and we'll hear a track off of it. What did I have queued up? Something called Mountaintops, I think is what I had queued up. Anyways, we're going to hear something from Kevin McCormick. Really interesting kind of bedroom post-rock guitar explorations. A little bit of kind of a dreamy shoegaze quality to it. And you can check this out at smilingsea.bandcamp.com. That label's based out of Santa Cruz, California, and they put out some really interesting reissues. But anyways, I'm going to start rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the pianist Imahoy Sige Mariam Gebru. And apologies if I'm mispronouncing it.
Toujours un enfant, car elles sont les mêmes grandes. May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with a second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what you just heard was something from Kevin McCormick and a track called Mountaintops off the Sticklebacks release. That one was just put out on Smiling Sea Records. Check it out at smilingsea.bandcamp.com. That's out of Santa Cruz, California. And Kevin McCormick is a longtime guitarist that's been around for since the 80s. And this one originally came out in 1984 and 1987 when this was originally recorded. I'm actually not too familiar, but it's really great that Smiling Sea puts out this stuff, so we can check it out now. And once again, the album is called Sticklebacks. And prior to that, you heard something from Imahoy Sige, Miriam Gebru, and a release called Jerusalem. You heard the track called Quand la Mer Furies. Apologies for mispronunciation. And that's a Ethiopian pianist. And that album is resurfaced by Mississippi Records. And we'll keep going with some more experimental music. And up next, we're going to hear a really interesting release from the Youth label, whom I've played before. They put out some really interesting electronic music. But the latest is something from an artist named Digit. The album is called The Room. We're going to hear a track called Saga. Really, really cool stuff. Definitely check out the Youth label if you're interested in some really interesting, I keep saying interesting, but some really great electronic industrial type music. And once again, that's a Youth label. It's kind of hard to Google, but if you just do a search for the Youth label, you should be able to find out more info from this release, from this label that put out the Digit album. After that, we're going to hear something from J.K. Flesh, a release out called Sewer Bait. We'll hear a track called Washed Up. This one came out on Pressure Records. And you can check it out at pressurerecords.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Digit. This track is called Saga.
Oh,
And we're back. That was JK Flesh with Washed Up off the Sewer Bait release. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. What you just heard before that was Digit with Saga off the Rum. And I'll be back next week with more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And I'm going to leave you tonight with something from an artist named Drexia, and a release out on Tresor Records. It's an interesting release out on Tresor. Like I said, it's called Shifted Phases, and it's the work of James Stinson, who's also known as Drexia. It's called Shifted Phases, and the album is Cosmic Memoirs of the Late Great Rupert J. Rosenthropy. We'll hear a track off of it, something called Scattering Pulsars. And once again, this is something from Drexia right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Now, you're inside the Soca Storm.